Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the shirts all sparkly, spanking clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then loop up.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I'd imagine you're kind of doing
it. Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime. I do this.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, podcast listeners. Thanks for joining us here at By the By. As you can probably tell already, we're missing Bradford, and missing him we are. He's traveling a bit this week, but he will be back for the first Pendulum Party of the year. It will be March 6th at the new Our Secret Spot location in Annandale. So if you're in the Sydney area or care to travel to the Sydney area, you can go on to Our Secret Spot's website and grab a ticket. The ticket links are now available on the website. So grab yours and come join us at the new venue. I am really looking forward to having a Pendulum Party there. I think it's going to be really amazing, and I cannot wait to see the new big orgy space and how that fills up and how that looks. But first, we're going to get into this week's podcast. This week, we are sharing with you a couple of the interviews with X Award winners. The X Awards are the new adult industry awards here in Australia. And so, yeah, we start with Jet Black from Sweet Release, which is the company that organized the awards, and they were also a winner themselves. We were lucky enough to have a chance to meet up with him and have a bit of a chat about the company. We were also fortunate to speak on the phone with Linda from Empire Industry Finance, who was another award winner. And this was a really fascinating conversation for us because it's a finance company, accounting firm. And it was just, yeah, it gave us a little bit more insight into the industry, and we found it really kind of fascinating. So grab a drink, sit back, and listen in to our conversations with these lovely, lovely people.
And we are fortunate enough to be here today with Jet Black from, yes,
I was gonna say, which is one of my favorite names. I mean, this is a great name. Come on. It's like Max Power. I mean, it's woof.
So we're here with Jet Black from Sweet Release. And so your company, I'm going to say you, put together the X Awards.
Which is exciting. It's exciting, and I'm glad to be back. So thanks for having me back on the back on the air with you guys. Woo-hoo. And congratulations on your win.
Oh, thank you.
Are you blushing?
I am. Yeah, you should see my cheeks. Anyway.
Which ones?
You betcha.
That's right. We're not wearing any clothes on this podcast.
Yeah, it's so hot in here, so we're all naked. Whatever you're imagining, add 10 kilos of muscle and minus 10 kilos of non-muscle.
So you're saying I got guns? I've got muscle?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And lots of body oil.
That's actually canola oil.
Oh, okay. We're going to make pancakes.
You betcha. Okay, we have to focus. Right. So you won an award.
Yeah.
And it was the Adult Webmaster / Developer.
Yeah, we did. It was weird. Like, to win an award at your own show is kind of unusual. But, the industry voted for us, which is really exciting. So to win an award for building websites for escorts and adult retailers, and just kind of even the guidance we give to businesses about what platforms they should be on and, you know, what payment gateways work for the adult industry, because there's not many payment gateways out there that will support the industry. Like, only recently we've been lucky enough to pick up things with Sezzle. We're in discussions with large platforms that are similar to Afterpay. In the US, there's a platform called Klarna that just came on board as well, just to advocate and support the industry, to give retailers a space, like a platform that they can do buy now, pay later and credit for people that are selling sex dolls that, you know, are $1,500 plus purchases. And
yeah,
you can't really do that in buy now, pay later for payment thingies.
We've often thought about that because there's many times, like, we'll look online and see, like, a real doll.
Yeah.
Like, $1,500. I would love to have a real doll. I don't know what I would do with her.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know a couple of things, but I mean, I don't know what we would do with her, but maybe...
See, I kind of want one. I'm the amount of businesses now that are working with us that are adult toys that are specifically sex dolls, like ones from Switzerland we've been working with a lot, because a lot of the Europeans have interest in adult retail. So a lot of the stores in the world are from Europe, Switzerland based, Germany, which is great. I need to get over there, because if they're so obsessed with sex dolls and stuff and leather, then I found my calling.
Oh, you can find some good leather goods there.
As a side note, we're going to derail the podcast already. I bought a pair of leather pants in Amsterdam.
Copenhagen.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Thank you. In Copenhagen. That, holy shit. It is. They are quality. They put the capital T in quality.
And they
really
fit you like a glove.
It's like they've been painted on me. I love these pants.
God.
I have to lay down on the bed. I have to do some breathing exercises. Then I have to have help to get them on. I have to have help to get them buttoned. And then I have to hold my stomach in the entire time that I'm walking around. And for the first 10 minutes that I walk around until the leather warms up, I walk like I just left a sauna.
Well, I was going to say C-3PO, but...
Oh, yeah.
Or probably how you would walk after you sleep with one of the male sex dolls that they make. I'm like really curious, because they say they've got these massive cocks and you can choose the size of them. And I'm like, I wonder if it's as realistic as what it is with it. Like, because you get vibrators and dildos.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, if it said it's got a feelable or it's warm to touch, because some of these sex dolls make noises and some of them have body control temperature. So it feels like you're not sleeping with plastic. You're actually sleeping with... a person, even though it's
okay. I want one of these.
You know, I gotta be honest. When Angela's traveling for work,
this.
I sort of have it in the bed with me because I like to cuddle.
I'm curious.
I thought that's what all your boyfriends were for.
Well, I mean, yeah, but they're. You know, I mean, I love them, but they're drama. You know who you are, and you know it's true.
At least these ones won't talk back. Other than the programmable voice you stick in it, so
oh
it's more like
gosh.
That is amazing. I love it. Like that's it. Well, you know, harder, deeper.
But you said they're from Switzerland and Germany, so it's more like,
ja.
Das ist gut, das ist gut, das ist gut.
Schnell, schnell, faster, schnell. But yeah,
how do you say roll me over in German?
We should look that up.
We should.
When you Google Translate. Yeah.
But yeah, like in terms of the retail side of things, it was really, really cool to be, one, recognized by the industry, because we've only been at this game for a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm.
With Sweet Release, focusing on building sites for retailers and coaching them through what to and what not to do and how search engine optimization becomes affected if you write too many words in your titles that is XXXXX or cocks or cunts or whatever words you choose to describe the sex toy.
Yeah.
There is restrictions on what you can and can't say.
It's no longer the good old days where you can have a white background and then on that in white font write sex, fuck, you know.
Yeah, because it'll still come up blue in Google.
So,
and that's the kicker with web development. So it's been really cool to be recognized for that and keep doing it. So, yeah.
So have you found that through the X Awards that more people are learning about kind of that marketing and the SEO and the need to kind of dial that in and direct it? Are you finding that that's really helping just kind of because of the awards to get the word out that, hey, this is actually really
important
and we can actually help you with this?
Yeah, what I've noticed is that since launching X Awards and tying that in with the agency, people are becoming more aware, like you say, that it's like, shit, hang on. Maybe we do need marketing and maybe we've got it all wrong. Like, we've gone and looked at this business and we've gone, okay, they look like they appear in the first results of Google, so we'll copy them. And so they copy each other and they copy each other's product line and they copy each other's distributor and they copy each other's pricing, bar a couple of $2 or $4 here. And they price compete, but then they get stuck because people are loyal to the brand.
Yep.
And what they forget about is the branding. And if a person can't connect with the brand and go, look, I love this brand because it talks my language, or I'm comfortable buying from it because I feel included and I resonate with what they're selling because when I shop there, they write lovely letters to me, or they hand pack it, or they pop a letter in there and go, hey, thanks for your purchase. It's really good shopping with us. Here's a 20% discount, which, you know, we've all experienced, and we go, oh, we'll shop there again because they remember you. And a lot of businesses just seem to copy and paste each other, thinking that as long as I'm on the first page of Google, someone will buy. But the problem they're facing now is that if you're not connecting with your customer beyond just having a site and the products that you know people may want to buy because you saw it somewhere else, you're missing the point.
Yeah.
And so what I think X Awards has done for the industry is kind of alerted the industry that they're like every other industry, which is what we wanted people to know, is that it doesn't matter what you sell, what you do, you're part of business, you're an entertainer, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So to give them the floor and go, hey, now we can make our own judgment here and realize that if we do things in a way that will work effectively from a marketing and advertising perspective, we'll start making money, our business will be successful, and we don't have to be afraid of challenging the status quo.
It's interesting because I think a lot of people in the sex working community and in the adult entertainment, let's say, community, because I think that sort of is an umbrella that gets all of us, I think they do forget that it's a business just like every other business. Mm. And you're going to have – you really need to focus on, like, marketing. And I know, honestly, I think that's something that Angela and I will be talking to you soon.
We don't do marketing.
We don't do the marketing that we probably should. No. And like a lot of our marketing is interaction with our listeners through social media. And there's more that we could do.
And I think also because you both have really vibrant personalities and you're both very different people, that you already have a really strong brand and you probably don't even know that you can use that.
Yeah.
Your listeners love your show. And what I love about your show is that you both play off each other really well and you have that life experience in the industry and from your own experiences that your listeners are like, oh, I relate to that. That's a brand.
No, fair
like,
enough.
You know, yeah. Angela and Bradford Eagles, by the by. Like, it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So there is marketing right there going on already, and that's why listeners love your show. Why I love the show. So
I'm gonna cry. That's really sweet.
Didn't know we needed tissues today.
I know. I mean,
for a different reason.
I know. I already have happy tissues. They've been used. Oh my god, there's so many questions. So talking about the marketing, like, Not to dive too deep into it, like, but what's your marketing is your background? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how long have you been an old marketer? You're a very young marketer. But.
I'm very young marketer. Yeah. Well, I'm 28 now, so that kind of feels. I'm almost 30. I feel older than I am. I think
you and me both, my friend. You and me both.
Are you saying that you've been ridden hard and hung up wet? What's the saying?
Hung up.
Oh my god, that's so inappropriate.
What is it?
Rode hard and put up wet.
Yeah, something.
But you
like
had
that.
It right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but I don't mind being wet, so that's fine.
Do you mind being ridden hard?
Anytime.
You heard it here. I'm not gonna say first.
I'm not gonna say first.
Yeah, no. I'm sure most of the gay scene of Australia's heard of me in one way or another. But
it's marketing, people. It's all about marketing.
So it was like, in terms of my marketing career, it started after hospitality. So my career started in hotel industry. First and foremost, I thought I wanted to be in the hotel sector because I loved working with people and I loved culture and food and travel. And I thought, oh, this might be a way to do that. Turns out it doesn't really work that way. Once you become the manager of a hotel, you get stuck, and then getting out of there to another brand is a problem because people are like, oh, you worked for our competitor. We don't want you because you know too much. Oh. So they, you know, I left the industry in hospitality and went and dived into marketing and advertising thinking, well, I'm good with people. I like to solve problems, but not fake it. Because in hospitality, you kind of learn how to smile and wave. But that's about it. So I, at the same time as that, I was working as an escort in Sydney independently and doing sex parties and things like that. And I ended up working out, having done marketing freelance, that there was an industry that no one was helping and an industry that I was part of, because I found who I was in the industry being a sex worker. So I didn't really know my sexual identity as a person, so I became a sex worker. I'm like, well, maybe this is a way to learn about myself and being gay and finding me. And as a sex worker, I found myself and met a lot of people that were struggling with marketing. Mm. And it really didn't really put two and two together until much later. And so marketing and advertising became my career from a different angle, because I originally thought, oh, okay, well, if I don't want to be a hotel manager, I'll go back and help the industry I left. And I did that for a little while and realized that they weren't appreciating it as much as the adult industry was. And I'm like, hang on. They love what I'm doing for them because it's working and they appreciate it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to help an industry that actually wants the help.
And really
and
needs it.
And needs the help because no one else out there is doing it. So it kind of went from there. And I met, you know, a lot of my friends back in Sydney were massage therapists or Swedish massage. Mm-hmm. At the time, I didn't really know what that meant.
That's like, good, yeah.
Yeah. I just thought, okay, someone's Swedish. Wait, they're giving me a massage.
Newark, Newark, Newark.
But yeah, I thought, okay, maybe it's just a Swedish person giving a massage, but it actually was a massage with a happy ending, and he was struggling getting clients. And all these different sites that were out there, these massage sites for gay men that were offering sexual services, didn't really turn clients for him, and he was trying to work out what he needed to do. And so he was kind of my first project that I worked on, and I was like, hang on, this worked. I built him a website, helped him with some stuff. He ended up doing ads, wrote his content for him. Like, hang on, he just turned out from having 5 clients a week to nearly 50 clients a day asking to work with him. And I'm like, okay, I know how to apply what I'm doing for marketing and advertising to this industry that everybody else out there that doesn't really identify with it have the comfortability or the knowledge to do it.
Yeah.
And so my quick stint through Sydney as a sex worker and then meeting drag queens and nightclub managers and DJs and sleeping with them all along the way. But, but along that journey, I ended up working out how every single business sector worked in the adult industry, and by trial and error applied marketing and advertising to it. And lo and behold, Sweet Release was born purely out of the fact that I found that the industry that I identify with and found who I was by being a sex worker needed the help and wanted it. And for the first time in my marketing profession, I found where I was needed, as opposed to doing what you go to uni and learn, and that's you go to uni, do a degree, and you go and do a mainstream profession.
Yeah.
And so it was cool to kind of jump out of there and go, you know what, fuck it. I'm wanted here. I'll stay here.
I thought you were going to say fuck it, literally.
Yeah, yeah.
And fuck it literally, yeah, along the way. Yeah, the marketing profession's one half of it, but, you know, along the way, if I have to sleep with someone, I'm like the male equivalent of Samantha Jones from Sex and the City. it's kind of, but the gay version. So
female Samantha. Oh, my God.
It's kind of, I mean, people go, what do you do for work? I'm like, well, I work in the adult industry, and I would liken myself to Samantha Jones out of Sex and the City. Mm-hmm. You know, if I have to sleep with them to get the contract signed, especially in the early days when the business was growing, I did. So
it's just great. And see, everybody tells me don't fuck the talent. Clearly, I'm wrong.
Yeah, some clients are kiss and tell, some aren't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely not the talent, though. We ended up having a talent part of Sweet Release, but we ended up closing it for now because we've got a lot of inquiries coming through for people that want to do porn. And I think there's a lot of people not understanding how that side of the industry works and just think that because they love sex and they love having sex with people they know that they can just go and enter the porn industry.
Yeah.
And when you explain to them or ask them one simple question, that is, have you ever had sex for money? And did you do it because you enjoyed it, or did you do it because you needed the money? Mm-hmm. And they can't answer the question. And I say, well, until you've had that experience, do not come back to us or any studio and ask, can I be a porn star because I like sex? Because you're going to be turned away because you don't understand what being a porn performer is all about. And I kind of liken porn industry to escorting. The best and most successful porn performers are escorts because they know how to act and they know how to do it for work and for, you know, enjoyment as well, but not have to, they can separate the emotional desire to want to have sex.
So it's really interesting. Now I'm equating, like, you've got porn, which is like going to the movies and watching porn, and then you have escorts, which is like live theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really great way to look at it. Yeah.
That's the difference. That's what you're describing. You're either doing it right there for somebody on stage or you're being recorded, and then you get a chance to maybe
a couple of hours to shoot that 15-minute film that you're doing because you blew too quick.
It's really funny because we've talked to other porn stars about just that. And, like, I think so many people don't understand, that, like, especially people who consume porn, is they think there's maybe a cameraman and maybe a director and then the two performers or more performers.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't realize, like, porn is storyboarded.
Yeah.
Like, we got to do this because we have to set up the camera angles. It's not just like them having fun. It's work.
Yeah.
And it's a job. And, like, you know, so we got to do this, then we're going to do this, then we're going to do this, then we're going to break for lunch, and then we're going to do this. Like,
yeah.
And there's the sound guy, there's the, you know, especially I think in the big, the high-end porn, like, that's what you have. It's a lot of work. There's a lot of people. And we've met people who think, in just to equate it to the swinging community, that they love sex, and they want to have sex with other people, but as soon as they're in a room with, you know, 17 people, performance is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or not hard.
Not hard. Anxiety
kicks in. Yeah. It's like, you start comparing yourself to people, and you're starting doing this, and I imagine that that's even, like, exponentially harder in the porn community, because you two are the only ones that are naked.
Like, yeah, and everyone else like is wearing jeans and t-shirts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? It's the lighting that's really warm as well.
Yeah, so. And I'm imagining Teamsters, which, you know, they got their ball caps on and their beer bellies on, and you're like, which there's nothing wrong with that, but, I mean, yeah, they don't care.
But it's interesting that there's the parts of the industry that I'm learning through Sweet Release that understand they need help with marketing and advertising, and then we have people go, oh, there's a company in Australia that does this for the industry. We want to get in on that. Mm. And these are people that have either slept with sex workers or have shopped at adult stores, and they just, as far as they know, that is what the adult industry is to them.
Yeah.
And it's until they dive a bit deeper, they're like, oh, shit, it's more than what I just thought. There's more to it. It's much larger than just the shop I go to buy my sex toys at, or this website I watch movies on. The other thing is that we're noticing a shift with people, specifically in Australia, as it becomes more of a liberal country in the way that people are applying their own minds to what sex is to them and what relationships mean to them, that they are exploring the swinging side of things a lot more now than what they were before, and people are much more open to it. But in the process, they're like, oh, well, now I might want to do adult film. And that's becoming a large list of inquiries that are coming through our agency going, I want to get into this side of things. So as an agency, we kind of want to inform people as much as we can to understand how the industry operates. So now we've got all this blog content going up on our website on, so you want to be a porn star. This is what you kind of need to expect before you even consider writing to someone going, I love sex, because we all love sex. Like, doy, tell us more.
Yeah.
Tell me something I don't.
Yeah, tell us something we haven't heard before. And then they send you all these photos and you're like, oh, okay, well, you're hot, but it's much more deeper than that.
Yeah.
In the professional sense and the sexual sense.
It's really funny because the truth of the matter is hot people are a dime a dozen. And I think that's so, like, I think people miss that.
Mm.
And, like, yeah, I don't know.
And well, there's a lot more to it besides just being hot.
Yeah.
It's
there's surface hot, and then there's like, oh, wow, that person's interesting. Hot.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's interesting, there's the enthusiasm, there's the ability and talent to do what's needed for the job. But yeah, you're right. Like, just being hot isn't going to be enough. Mm. And being hot and enjoying sex, there's a lot of those people out there.
Yeah.
But can you do the job? Do you have the talent to? Are you able to do it? Are you willing to put the work into it? And a lot of people aren't going to be willing to.
No.
And there's still, like, a large number, like, getting, like, onto the web development side of things, because the adult industry always is growing, and it's starting to grow more and more, especially we noticed that in over the last 12 months, that people want to get into the industry with a new adult store, or they want to open their own escort directory. Like, businesses are kind of wanting to tap into the market, and we're either in a mindset, and I'm very much in the mindset that if you're not in the industry to help it, and be sustainable
and
respect it. Exactly. Yeah. Fuck right off. Like, we close the door in a lot of people's faces as a brand because we can. We don't have to work with everybody that says they want to work in the industry, because unless it's from the heart, I don't have time for you.
Yeah.
Because we want businesses that want to support the industry respectfully to work with
and grow and be positive.
There's enough negative out there
That
looks at the sex industry in general and says, oh, well, you shouldn't like that, you know, blah, 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 blah. And
it kind of only takes one business out there to build a website that's not supporting the industry or has one sort of function in there that's kind of questionable. Yeah. And straight away, you've just added more damage to the industry that's already kind of crawling its way out of misinterpretations.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and I imagine that's a difficult side on the web development. because it seems as though at this point a lot of the search engines and sites are really kind of cracking down on anything sex related. Mm-hmm. And so it just seems like it'd be so much more difficult to get the sites out there, to get the people out there and to get the word out and say that, hey, look, this is available, because they're not, I imagine it's going to be harder to come up in search engines and it's going to be harder to find the things that you're looking for, because it does seem as if more and more there's more crackdown on anything sex related. And
there is. So a lot of the legislation around the world, I think, keeps changing. In Australia, we have a little bit of it, but not a lot. We were impacted by certain stuff from the US, which I think we talked about briefly last time, which was the Sesta Foster legislation, which cracked down on human trafficking, but then it kind of trickled into the escorting industry and had Backpage and Cracker and all these platforms shut down. But as a result of things like that as well, it does make SEO harder. And a lot of businesses, like I said, copy and paste each other, going, well, if they're still visible, then they're getting away with it, so what they do works. And then they do it, and then maybe a couple months later, they're both invisible.
Yeah.
They're both vanished from the search results. They don't understand what happened because they thought they were doing the easy way out. But because the legislation kind of trickles into what people can and can't do online, with search engine optimization, social media even, the amount of escorts that have had their accounts removed, the amount of escorts that have lost Twitter, the amount of Instagram accounts that get shut down just because they had the word escort written on their profile. Mm-hmm. Not because they showed too much skin.
Right.
But because they referenced their profession, that they were removed from these platforms. It's a big argument out there at the moment. It says sex work becomes legalized and decriminalized around the world, that if that's happening on a social, like face-to-face level around the world, why is that not coming up into the online world?
Into the digital world.
Where a lot of businesses are trying to be at the forefront of technology because it's part of how the world's growing. If we're moving in that direction, why are we becoming, you know, more archaic online and more liberal in life?
Yeah.
When technology is now becoming part of our life.
That's really interesting, because I think this sort of feeds into something that I've been thinking about for a while, thinking, you know, with the alphabet soup of the LGBTQI community becoming more normalized and accepted in the world.
Mm.
Now the next thing that we're seeing is that swingers and polyamory is becoming much more accepted. Like, sex work is right, like, we all run parallel.
Mm.
And so it's the hope is then that as we grow up as a society, that this can be normalized, that there's nothing wrong with it.
And that's what we're trying to do as an agency, is tap into people's current knowledge of what the adult industry is and educate them along the way. And if we can do that through events that we produce or websites we create or industry partners we align with that are not really related to the adult industry but work with restaurants and cafes and things like the payment gateways that are like, huh, there's a marketing company out there that helps the adult industry? Shit, we can work with you because we don't understand it. We watch it, but don't tell my boss that I said that. But, you know, they talk about it. And when you talk to these business salesy people from these companies on the phone or on Skype, when we talk to them, they're always like, oh, well, yes, I do watch porn. And, my wife doesn't know, but I know that she's on Tinder because we...
They should watch it together.
And then they're like, oh, I've said too much. Let's get back to what
I said. I love it. I've said too much.
They get really comfortable on the phone because they're like, oh, I can talk to you, because it's like... Yeah. It's almost when the mainstream talks to Sweet Release or to me or anyone on my team, it's like they go into, this is a safe zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I can kind of tell you what I would tell a sex worker, because I know that when the call's over, the conversation stays with you.
There's a cone of silence.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So a lot of these mainstream businesses are kind of like owning up to the fact that they use our industry and they want to be part of it without understanding it. So they're very receptive now to kind of going, well, if you exist as an agency, maybe you can educate us to understand how what we do can help that industry.
Yeah.
So by being visible, it has worked, like the awards we've won and the event as well, and just people's realization that there is a way forward with their marketing and advertising is really tapping into the mainstream. So it is interesting, and it's moving and shaking in a direction where even I don't really know where it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Normally I'm kind of very I know that, you know, I'm 10 steps ahead of the game, but this time I think the game's 10 steps ahead of me. So it's interesting to see how businesses are taking it, because now they've got a newfound comfortability. It's like, this is a middle point. We can go to Sweet Release, we can have this conversation, we can work it out in our business and with them. And
so it's a bit of a bridge between the two.
Yeah, which is what our mission is to make the industry sustainable, help it to be able to access the same resources that everybody.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Else has access to in whatever industry they're in. But also unite mainstream industries with their umbrella, with the adult industry umbrella that really, which we talked about before, and I kind of voice this every time I talk to someone, that it should be under the same fucking umbrella.
Yeah.
None of this, you know, red umbrella for the adult industry and blue umbrella for everybody else. No, it should be the same.
A purple umbrella for everybody.
Umbrella for everybody, yeah, exactly. Yeah, blend the two colours together. Yeah. But it's interesting that the agency is now becoming a bridging platform, and I didn't really anticipate that happening. We kind of just wanted to be the mover and shaker, waking people up.
Yeah.
But in the process of them waking up, they're going, okay, now we're woken up.
We can make money.
We need your help. Yeah. So they're like, okay, now you've got our attention. We don't know what to do with this. But we're interested and now you need to tell us what to do because we don't know. So it's interesting. But it means that the industry is going to be able to grow from this. And it's just from the awareness that our agency's grown, and by trickling into California and doing stuff with businesses there, we picked up a relationship with the Adult Industry Association, which was something we touched on a couple of years ago when we were very young with what we were doing as an agency and as a brand. And they brought us on as the Australian chapter managers for their association, which means that now Sweet Release is kind of positioned globally as the forefront of the adult industry for Australia, which means that businesses and entertainers that want to network globally can go through us to access the Adult Industry Association and network with the industry globally, as opposed to just living in their silo. Because in Australia, we sometimes in the industry, we kind of just go, I'm a sex worker in this city and I'm an adult shop in this state.
Yeah.
And we forget that there's 500 other retailers around the country that are all bidding for the same marketplace.
Yeah.
And we don't communicate with each other. So having an association connection, which is what we wanted to launch of our own, but hey, we've gone one step further. Now we've got a relationship with a global one. So that kind of means that maybe we don't really need to start our own, and we'll just work with these guys in Barbados, which is Chris Spicer, who has a background in the adult industry, that launched this because of issues such as trafficking, issues such as rape, issues that affect the adult industry, where people are, you know, used and abused in the adult industry and don't have a place to turn or a place where they can complain and voice the issues that are going on together and unite to fight back at the problems that happen in our industry. This is what this association's for. So to be involved in that, it's exciting because we can kind of help the industry grow in their awareness and their ability to support each other without fear that they're not going to be respected back from their peers. So, yeah, it's opened up a huge doorway. That's for exciting. Us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yay.
Like, yeah.
The next time we talk to Sweet Release, they're like, this is our empire.
It's crazy, but we couldn't do it without the industry. Like, yeah. that's the thing. Like, we exist and we only continue to exist because the industry needs our help.
It's symbiotic, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And we're there because we want to help them. Yeah.
And that's great.
What goes around comes around in this
way. And your clientele is quite varied because, you know, you have escorts, you've got adult shops, you've got events, you've got, like you mentioned, the pay systems. Like, it's really quite varied.
It's
everything
growing.
That goes into that industry, yeah.
Yeah, all the bits and pieces that we kind of skip over and go, it's just a shop or
yeah,
it's
exactly.
just a brothel.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, how do they do their staffing? How do they do their marketing? You know, do they need a phone system? Like, we're starting to become a point of where everyone goes and asks that question, okay, we've got this issue in the business. We know you do marketing, but where do we go to get our accounts done? Or where do we go to set up a bank because all the banks are saying no? Or and it's questions that we're not really armed to answer, but because we have partners now in the industry and outside the industry that know this, we can go, okay, we'll have a chat to this law firm, have a chat to that accountant.
I may not know, but I know the person who knows.
Yeah, and we can do that.
I think that's such a great thing for a company to be able to say.
Yeah.
Like I want you to say, I don't know, but I'm friends with the person who
exactly.
knows. Or I know I have a relationship with the person who knows the answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think by doing that, as an agency, we're bringing the industry closer to being respected like every other industry.
Yeah.
Because as mainstream industry taps into our industry, they start realizing we're no different to them.
Yeah. Awesome. So we're going to have you on in the future to talk about the actual X Awards that just happened this past November. And, you know, spoiler alert, what's happening this November? We won't talk about dates just yet. Stay tuned. But for Sweet Release, how can people who are listening...
Yeah.
Like, let's say
everywhere.
I'm an escort. And
escort.
I listen.
If you're an escort, you just type straight into Google escort marketing or escort web design. We did our own SEO, so we rank very well in the
search engine optimization.
See, I'm teaching them as we go. It's great. But yeah, in terms of what you can search in your own industry sector and we'll come up. If you type in escort marketing, brothel marketing, adult shop marketing, you can then easily just type in Sweet Release Agency or just Sweet Release. We come up on all the search engines. You can find us on social media. So Facebook is just Sweet Release Agency, Instagram and Twitter. We kept it simple, Sweet Release AU, although we probably should just change that soon to Sweet Release World or something because we need to do something more global.
Do you work with customers outside of Australia?
Australia? 85% of our clients are overseas.
Okay.
Wow.
So when we started, we had a handful of 40. We now have over 2,000 clients globally.
Wow.
And it's ranging from escorts to porn stars that need help with branding to studios, brothels, sex shops, the works. And it's just constantly growing. They're not all on contract because otherwise we'd have not enough hours in a day. A lot of them come and go, but they do come back to us for ongoing consultancy. And then the rest of them are on advertising contracts or PR contracts. But and then our website. As well. So apart from social media, where you'll find all of our blog content, where you can just jump on there, have a read through resources to help you grow your business or advice that
you need. Like how to decide if you want to be a porn star.
Yeah, which we wrote a blog about last week on. So feel free to dive on there. Even hashtags, because a lot of escorts and businesses are fucking up in the hashtag area in terms of writing hashtag escort, hashtag sex, hashtag whatever, and getting their profiles removed. We now have a blog on our website that tells you all the hashtags you can use. And there's quite a few hundred of them.
I need to look at that.
So there's a resource on there about those. There's also some resources for backlinks as well. But if you want to have a look at all the blog content and find out more about what we do, you can just hit us up on our website at www.sweetrelease.agency. If you're based in Australia, we have an Australian head office in Melbourne. We just moved to number 1 Queen's Road in Melbourne. Fitting, because I'm a queen.
I really do love that.
But otherwise, if you're based in the US, we have a phone number for you guys as well. So you can contact us on the US number because we now have staff in the US.
Wow.
So our brand is growing. It's not just here in Australia. We're now moving across the world, which is exciting.
Yeah, congratulations.
Cheers.
That's massive.
So
it's
exciting.
Scary.
Yeah, but that just means it matters and it's worth something.
Yeah, it's like my baby's growing up and it's becoming bigger than what even I'm personally comfortable of handling. But it's good to have the support outside.
That's why you have a team.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh.
Well, Jet, thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. And congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yay. And we'll talk to you
and
again.
And same to you guys. Yeah. At least now, before we go, remember, like, they got their trophy, but then we forgot to give them the piece that got attached to it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So now you can actually display it.
Yeah, it'll be, yeah.
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 You can actually stand it up. We don't have to just lay it in the box and lean it against some stuff. But, like, put
We finally found Angela and Bradford's rod, steel rod.
I'm not going to tell you where it was hiding.
We're going to want to watch that. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Jet.
No worries. Chat soon.
Again, we'd like to say a big thank you to Jet Black for taking the time to come and have a chat with us and tell us a little bit more about Sweet Release Agency and what they do and how they kind of work in with the awards and how they help the industry. And also a big congratulations to them for winning one of the awards. And yeah, now we're going to get into the phone interview that we had with Linda from Empire Industry Finance. And hopefully you'll learn as much as we did from this.
We are here today with Linda, who's the director of Empire Industry Finance. Welcome, Linda.
Hello. Thank you.
So you won the X Award in the category for Industry Supporting Business.
Yes, that's right. So, yeah, we do accounting basically for the whole of the sex industry. So, yeah. Oh, well, it'd be nice if it's the whole of the sex.
Yeah.
that's basically where all of our clients fall. So, yeah.
That's fantastic. We have a lot of friends who are sex workers, and we know that it's very difficult for them to find doctors and accountants and people to help them with their financial planning and their health.
Support services.
Yeah. And so it's so nice absolutely. To talk to somebody who does that. So yay already.
Yay. So I guess a bit about my business is I got started because I was actually a worker myself back in the day. So that's sort of what gave me the inspiration to do it. I actually didn't originally study accounting. I was doing graphic design or something. And I myself went to an accountant who was, you know, old man and was living in a small town, and it was just awkward and uncomfortable. And so I thought, oh, you know, I'll start doing my own taxes. And then I was working up on the Gold Coast, and other girls in the club where I was working were like, hey, you know, can you help me try and do my tax? And so someone just said to me, why don't you go and be an accountant? So that's literally how I decided to go and study accounting. So
that is
so it literally
great.
Came from working within the industry. And since then, you know, I started an ordinary accounting practice, and I guess, yeah, naturally, I just sort of thought, well, you know, why don't I do this? Why don't I actually brand the business and focus on making our whole business, you know, all geared towards people working in the industry.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's a great idea. That's great. How long ago was that?
So I was working back in the early 2000s. I think I first started working at Men's Gallery back in 2001. So, and then I went off to study in probably about 2005, then launched Empire. Well, I had my own accounting practice, as I said, from about the year 2013. Okay. And then decided at Sydney's Expo a couple of years back that we actually make the launch of the Empire brand. And since then, it's far surpassed my other business. It's definitely my fastest growing business model.
That's fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah, we doubled our client base last year. So, yeah.
Wow.
We have clients all over Australia. So.
Wow, that's amazing. Well,
it shows there's definitely a need for something like that.
Exactly.
Then. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, like from talking with the workers, so the other girls that work with me as well, they're actually current workers, so they work doing client relations, business development, all that kind of stuff. I think you guys might have spoken to Jess. Mm-hmm. So they also sort of work in the industry, which is really great. And it keeps us sort of fresh and different. It's not just like, oh, you know, 20 years ago I worked in the industry and now I'm just plugging out tax returns. So, definitely from talking to people in the industry, they feel a level of comfort. You know, we trade war stories and just, you know, all that sort of stuff. And it definitely makes people feel more comfortable because you are looking into, you know, their dirty laundry, so to speak, when you're looking into their money. And I don't know how many people apologize and go, please don't look at how much I spend on Uber Eats. No judgment.
Kids, we're all there.
I know. Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what kind of work you do, we're all there.
Yeah.
I know. I even myself, I was guilty of looking at how much I spent on Uber Eats a few months back, and I was like, yep, okay, so we're going to go on a month ban.
Yeah. You look at it, you're like, I've made a huge mistake.
Yep.
That's fantastic. Mm.
So what kind of accounting services do you provide to the industry then?
Look, so we do, we predominantly do what we call a bookkeeping package, which is an end-to-end type thing. We do, everything's cloud-based, so okay. Whether you want face-to-face or, you know, completely online, we can service clients either way. So that sort of gives us the flexibility to, you know, service the whole of Australia. So essentially the bookkeeping package is something that we tee it up to Xero, and I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Xero. It's sort of the fastest growing cloud accounting software.
No.
It's got a lot of great integrations to the ATO. It can talk to all the different banks, downloads all your data in real time. Wow. So we sort of set everybody up on that. And essentially, we do everything for them. Once we've got their bank feed, we say, hey, here's the rule. Put all your cash and put all your money into this bank account here. Spend it all out of there on your FPOS card. And so we can track everything. And so we give them quarterly reports on how much they're spending, what they're banking, so they can keep track of that. Because the hardest part about a cash-based industry is that, you know, a lot of the times, I think we did a seminar in Adelaide last year, and there was 30 girls in the room. We said, put your hand up if you know how much you've banked this year. And there was not one hand up. Everyone's like, you know, so you can quickly tip over, you know, things like GST level. Before you know it, you've got $100,000 in your bank. Boom. $25,000 in tax. So right. It's enabling people to sort of plan. So that's sort of our bread and butter, if you will, of our business, you know, and doing the end of your tax returns. But we also have a broker that works with us, which is really great to have a close relationship with a broker to be able to, you know, inform workers on, you know, what they need to be doing to set themselves up to get home loans, personal loans, car loans. Because, you know, it's all well and good to have cash money, but, you know, if you don't stick it in the bank and do the right things with it, you can't really get anywhere these days. So.
Right.
How much of a part of a business is that, like the brokering and the loans? Because like you said, I imagine that's going to be probably a challenge for many people working in the industry.
Well, you know, it's sort of where we've seen the biggest area of change, because the attitude that we sort of saw when we first started this business was, I'm a sex worker, I can't buy a house. Okay, that's not true. You just got to be able to set yourself up the right way. So obviously that's taken time to sort of get through the works, because being self-employed, you're probably going to need 2 years of good tax returns in order to make a house purchase or something like that to show consistency. So we're arriving at that point now with a lot of clients where they're in the position to actually start to buy. And well, like, I think we did probably 7 home loans for girls last year, which is great.
Wow.
Because you know, it's a big shift. And you know, the average age of these girls is only sort of like mid to late 20s as well. So being able to set yourself up to go through this process is amazing.
Oh, we're early 40s and we can't afford to buy a house.
Yeah, I know. I look at it sometimes and I'm like, oh my God, I'm entering the age bracket now, and I'm sort of like, oh, well, I'll be going into the, you know, the next sort of cougar stage, so maybe I can just throw this dust off the heels and throw them back on. Dark lighting, it'll be right.
Wow. I'm so jealous of these ladies.
It's amazing, especially we've seen a big growth in, like, with the camming, because that sort of opened it up to the profit on that, because you've got a cam, you've got your space in your house. If they're renting their place where they're keeping a room for production, they're claiming some of their rent, you know, so it's just a flow on. And besides that, with their outgoings, there's very little outgoings. So we found, you know, especially in the camming space, you know, we're looking at between $100,000 and $200,000 a year, you know, which
Holy
is amazing.
Smokes.
Like, yeah, it's absolutely amazing. So yeah, it's definitely changing.
Wow.
Wow, that's no, I'm very jealous. Yeah,
you just need to be a cam girl.
Well, nobody wants to see me on cam. that's the problem.
You never know.
It would be one of those things
that's
where they
big
pay.
Wide market.
they pay so that they don't have to see me, and that's called a virus.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I love it. So how do you reach out to potential clients, and how do you work with them? I know you said that you do a bit online. Is that typical, or?
Well, look, we actually do tours, if you will, around Australia. So we're heading off to Perth at the end of this month, and we present at places like state-based sex worker outreach programs, those kind of things. So we go out there and we do workshops and financial health checks and all that kind of stuff. We do club visits. Wow. We have like a series of sort of tax seminar type things, which, you know, it's actually been really great, the sort of participation level and the want to learn about these kind of things. So, yeah, we go out on the road, we do that, a lot of that kind of stuff. As I said, we've been involved with Sexpo, X-Wards, all different types of things. So, you know, I judged Miss Nude Victoria last year. So, you know, I know, for an accountant, right?
You know, there's accountants in the US that are going, oh my God, I can do this.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty exciting development. So we're just about to partner with some guys in the US who are on the ground there to offer, you know, the addition of US tax obligation services. And we're looking at going to New Zealand at the end of this year as well. So
wow.
It's just... just something a bit different, you know. It's definitely I think there's definitely a need for it out there, and as people are getting more money savvy, you know, they're sort of realizing, you know, they've got all these multiple sources of income. I need to do something with it, and you know, you do realize that you have a limited life working in the industry, and you don't want to just blow it all and having a good time. You know, you want to set yourself up. So
fair enough.
Yeah.
So not only are these young ladies buying houses, they're also early retirement.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, look, it is really good. It's really refreshing to see people.
Yeah, that's, you know, great.
Yeah.
So how did you get involved in the X Awards?
I guess we sort of came by way of it through Sweet Release, and essentially that was... Jet had sort of gone out looking for, I guess, you know, want of a better phrase, sex worker friendly, you know, service providers. He'd spoken to a few accountants, and, you know, like, there's a lot of people that say, oh, look, we're sex worker friendly, but it's different. It's totally different when you've actually been involved in the industry at the ground level. So there's a difference, I feel, between being sex worker friendly and actually have been one yourself.
True.
So we sort of got to chatting, and he was like, look, I think what you're doing is great, because we both have a similar kind of background. And from there we sort of said, oh, we'd love to get involved with the X Awards. So we came on, I think we were like maybe first to sign up for X Awards. So we sort of got into it through there. And then I got nominated, which was always pretty exciting. So we got our first little award, which was great, and the night was really good. It was really fun. So
we were very jealous that people were there and we weren't able to be there, but congratulations. Yeah. That's really exciting.
Thank you.
It's always nice to see people who work hard for the industry to get that recognition. So it is.
Thank you.
So are you going to, is it something that from the X Awards, from the award night, is it something you'll be able to leverage in towards your business and help grow the business?
Yeah, well, I definitely hope so. Look, I mean, we've got it up on our wall over there. So, you know, look, I think it just sort of legitimizes what we're doing and sort of says, you know, this is where we're going. This is what we want to be. We want to set a standard for, you know, people working in the industry should be able to expect that level of service. Yeah. But anybody else, you know, Joe off the street can go down the tax agent and expect to be treated with respect and with professional services. Mm-hmm. And so I think that sets a standard. Like, I'm a really strong believer of to change the way everybody else looks at the industry, it has to come from within. So we need to conduct ourselves in a professional manner. We need to show people that, hey, look, this is what we're doing. And that's by about being the best people that we can be and providing the best services that we can. And I think that platforms like the X Awards and other awards open up the sort of forum to get people talking about this and being like, oh, hey, you know, who are these guys or who are those guys? So,
yeah. I agree with you 100%. I think it does definitely legitimize the, you know, anytime you have a recognition based award system, I think that's really important. You know, it's like validation.
Yeah,
exactly right. Yeah, and look, it's hard because I've seen how many, just from what I do and how I publicize my business and myself, the interesting looks that I get from other accountants, you know, and that's just for the people that I service. And it's like, oh, can you make a real business out of this? And it's like, are you kidding me? Do you know how much money is in this industry? Like, yeah. I have no idea. And why, if you, you know, if you're passionate about the industry, like we are, would you not to get involved?
The passion definitely comes out. It, you can hear the passion in your voice. And that's always nice.
Yeah. It's just from coming from the background of it, you know, like I've been there myself. And also, this is a very nerdy thing to say, but I am really actually passionate about accounting as well. So,
that's
some of the nerdy, so you can edit that bit out.
That's great.
Well, it definitely seems like it's working for you, and there's clearly a need in the industry because it sounds like you guys are growing pretty quickly, which is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's a totally new way of seeing accounting services. Like for us, it's all social media based. It's very now. It's very, you know.
Yeah.
Young 20s, early 30s, you know, which is, I mean, social media is definitely not my strong point because I'm like with you guys, I did not grow up in that.
We can all learn though.
Yes, that's right.
If I have to do a social media post, it's like it takes me 3 hours. So how do I do this? And how do you do this? The call, I call the younger people and be like, oh, yeah, how do you drop down a line on Instagram? Oh, you can put a dot there.
That is so great.
You're like a hacker. Yeah, it's definitely been a big learning curve changing because I actually came, once I graduated from accounting, I went into corporate accounting, which was, you know, like stuffy suits and big companies. And so it was a big learning curve and coming to like promote myself, you're going into a new market, a market and something that, you know, you can't copy what someone else has done before you because, you know, there's not really anybody doing what we're doing.
You're
so
a pioneer.
Yeah, it's definitely, yeah, yes, of course. So, yeah, it's good. I really love it.
So are most of your meetings with your clients, are these face-to-face? Are they done over Skype or are they over the phone? Does it matter?
We do Skype. We do over the phone. Yeah, so it's a mixture. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
And awesome. And your office, where are you located?
We're in Chelsea in Victoria. Okay. And I've also got one up in Tweed Heads, sort of like on the border of Tweed Heads and Coolangatta up on the Gold Coast.
Oh, cool. Yeah, okay.
That's sort of was my original biggest market because that's where I used to work predominantly.
Right.
So it just sort of naturally grew from there. But yeah, we've got six staff members and we've got one over in Perth and up in Queensland and then down in Melbourne is our biggest base.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
But yeah, like I said, we travel around, so we sort of travel every couple of months to all the different states.
I think doing the workshops is a really good idea because it does, it seems like it would really allow you to get out there and to meet with people that you may not otherwise, they may not have heard of you. And yeah, it seems like a really good way just to kind of educate people, especially those who may be starting out in the industry that, hey, this is something you really should pay attention to and think about.
And look, it also gives us a forum to be able to talk to the workers as well, because a lot of the time if we're going to go to Sydney and, you know, work with our outreach program there, they'll put out, you know, about what the people working want to talk about. So, and it gives everybody an opportunity because it's always a safe space, you know, nothing leaves the room. It gives them more opportunity to ask their questions, you know, that they otherwise might not feel comfortable asking.
That's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm all excited now.
I know.
Well, admittedly, I mean, you know, this is the first accountant we've ever had on the podcast in what, 4 years?
Yeah.
So I was a bit nervous as well because I had family members who were accountants and they were not nearly as excited about accounting as you are.
I think it makes it easier when, you know, you mix it in, like I said, if, you know, you're going to Chases for the X Awards, or you're going to, you know, Judge Miss Noon, you're going to Gold Fingers, or, you know, you're doing something exciting all the time.
That's great.
I
love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Excellent. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Like, how can people find you? Anybody who's listening?
Sure. Well, we have an Instagram page, which is empire_industry. We also on the web, empireindustryfinance.com.au. On there, there's booking links. You can just hit up a time in one of our calendars whenever suits to have a free 15-minute chat just to see, you know, just chat about your situation or any questions that you might have.
Okay.
Excellent.
And we'll put all of the links as well in the show notes so that people can find it there as well.
Okay.
Make it a little bit easier. Right,
excellent. So excited. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations again.
Thanks for having me.
on I'm going to say well-deserved just because of the upbeat attitude and the good work that you're doing.
Yes, thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you, Linda. And again, big congratulations to you for your award. And thank you, listeners, for joining us this week as you got to hear a bit of our conversations that we had with these lovely folks. If you have questions, comments, or rude remarks, you can reach us by email at theatomsoflove@gmail.com, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at @ByTheByPodcast. If you would like to support us, you can do that on Patreon, www.patreon.com/ByTheByPodcast. Also, if you're looking for a little something extra for Valentine's Day this week, you can go to www.adamandeve.com, enter the coupon code BYTHEBY, BYTHEBI, and you can get 50% off of one item. You can get a whole bunch of other free things thrown into the box with it. You get 6 free movies on demand, and you also get free shipping, which is really exciting. So that's awesome. And if you want something a little bit nerdier, you can go to www.geekysextoys.com, enter the coupon code BYTHEBY for a discount there. And they have some really interesting different kinds of toys and things that you can check out. So please go there and check out their site. And we will be back with you next week. Thanks for joining in.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.